We have asked Apple for their help in unlocking the shooter's phones. So far, Apple has not given any substantive assistance.
Attorney General William Barr said at a news conference the shooter acted alone. But he said there's much more information that they need, and much of that information could still be inside his phone.
This situation perfectly illustrates why it is critical that the public be able to get access to digital evidence once it has obtained a court order based on probable cause.
Barr went on further to say,
"We call on Apple and other technology companies to help us find a solution so that we can better protect the lives of American people and prevent future attacks."
Apple responded to Barr's request with this statement, and I read it in its entirety. "We were devastated to learn of the tragic terrorist attack on members of the U.S. Armed Services at the Naval Station in Pensacola, Florida on December 6th. We have the greatest respect for law enforcement and routinely work with police across the country on their investigations. When law enforcement requests our assistance, our teams work around the clock to provide them with the information we have." The statement goes on to say, "We reject the characterization that Apple has not provided substantive assistance in the Pensacola investigation. Our responses to their many requests since the attack have been timely, thorough, and are ongoing." Within hours of the FBI's first request on December 6th, the statement says, "We produced a wide variety of information associated with the investigation. From December 7th through the 14th, we received 6 additional legal requests and in response provided information including iCloud backups, account information, and transactional data from multiple accounts. We responded to each request promptly, often within hours, sharing information with FBI offices in Jacksonville, Pensacola, and New York. The queries resulted in many gigabytes of information that we turned over to investigators. In every instance," the statement says, "we responded with all of the information we had." The FBI only notified us, the statement said, on January 6th that they needed additional assistance, a month after the attack occurred. Only then did we learn about the existence of a second iPhone associated with the investigation and the FBI's inability to access either iPhone. It was not until January 8th that we received a subpoena for information related to the second iPhone, which we responded to within hours. Early outreach is critical to accessing information and finding additional options. "We are continuing to work with the FBI," the statement from Apple says, "and our engineering teams recently had a call to provide additional technical assistance. Apple has great respect for the Bureau's work, and we," the statement says, "will work tirelessly to help them investigate this tragic attack on our nation." And the statement concludes this way. It says, "We have always maintained there is no such thing as a back door just for the good guys. Back doors can be exploited by those who threaten our national security and the data security of our customers. Today, law enforcement has access to more data than ever before in history. So Americans do not have to choose between weakening encryption and solving investigations. We feel strongly encryption is vital to protecting our country and our users' data." That was Apple's written response to Attorney General William Barr's statement that Apple had not provided any substantive help as they have tried to solve the terror attack at Naval Air Station Pensacola. And for more information on why all of this is so important to the FBI, Deputy Director David Bowditch explained at the news conference.
"We're not trying to weaken encryption, to be clear. And after all, data security is a central part of our mission. But even with a court order, to date, we cannot access the contents of the 2 phones that the Attorney General referenced previously in this investigation, and countless devices in other investigations. We want to work together with the private sector companies so that we can lawfully access the evidence and information we need to keep our country and its citizens safe. This is not a problem that only the federal government has. This is a problem that affects our state and local partners, as well as many of our international partners. And we talk about this on a daily basis. We need to continue to work together between public and private sector to find a solution to this very challenging problem.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.